During lockdown, there has been a big shift to what you would call more self-help, positive psychology type books, in addition to money type books.
Hi everyone, I'm Rich Lascaris, and welcome to the second season of Market Share. This is where I chat to entrepreneurs and leaders who influence the way brands are built, big brands and small, as well as people who've had an impact on the marketing industry. Today I talk to someone who opens minds, fires the imagination, and shares knowledge on a daily basis. Nope, it's not the Minister of Education, but Grattan Kirk, CEO of Exclusive Books, South Africa's largest chain of bookstores. Hi Grattan, and welcome to Market Share.
Morning, Reg.
Before we talk about your journey at Exclusive, tell me about the market for books in South Africa.
Reg, actually, it hasn't been too bad. You need to go back to March 26 last year when we were forced to close in line with lockdown level 5. So we effectively shut down on that day. It was Thursday evening, and it was quite harrowing, not knowing when we would open up again. So we were fortunate in going into lockdown level 4. We were able to open again on the 1st of May. So we were effectively closed for 5 weeks. Since then, it was a very slow start, May through till October. But the last sort of 6 months have shown numerous green shoots. I suggest our businesses are principally located in airports and the sort of super regional and larger shopping centers. But gradually, as people have returned to those shopping centers and have started to fly again, we've seen a nice uptick. I mean, not back to 2019 levels, but certainly a much better market over the last 6 months than we saw from May till October. Saved a lot by online has been very big, Reg, on the back of that, I must say. So we've grown our online business substantially, but the physical bookstore is still down on 19, but at least showing some nice green shoots.
And how big is the book market in South Africa, Grattan?
You know, that's, I think, our biggest single challenge. It runs to about 1.5, 1.6 billion, as read by Nielsen. And bearing in mind, Nielsen only read the top books. But so that part of the market that's been is read by Nielsen it runs to about 1.6 billion in a normalized year. Like for like, this year down to about 1.35 billion. So 12% down on, let's call it, normal years. But given the fact that we were closed for 5 or 6 weeks, it's not a bad representation, actually.
And what percentage of the population reads? I mean, how many people are reading, and is that growing?
Well, that's the biggest single challenge. I mean, we estimate, again, based on Nielsen data, that there's about 1 million active readers in South Africa. I mean, that excludes obviously the textbook market. This is the general trade book market. Estimated about 1 million readers. Now, that, relative to the size of our population, is infinitesimal. But there are, what you get is a significant portion of the population will only read one, possibly two books a year of that 1 million people. And there's a very small percentage of people that are reading, you know, upwards of 10 books a year. It really is a very small population. And yet, you know, our challenge is therefore, or how do we increase that number of readers, or active readers, certainly.
And I mean, do young people read these days, or are the young people kind of more into the social media? And
Yeah, I think that's a good observation. Our kids have got, unlike us, and now we're showing our age, but you know, we didn't have the variety of electronic media to consume. Social media was not something that we were brought up on. So I think there's a lot more choices for kids. You know, I think, I don't know whether children would see books as sexy. You know, I don't know how cool books are. And I think that's a tragedy. You know, our challenge has got to be, you know, how do we change that dynamic? You know, how do we get kids reading? I mean, the reality is, if you can't read, you know, it's going to be a really difficult career for you, education-wise and world-wise. So the skills that you can get out of reading are significant. The impact it has on kids is massive. But I do think that if we can start to engender that type of benefits of reading, communication, health, knowledge, understanding, EQ, you know, those are the type of benefits that reading brings to a child. And if we can get the type of books into their hands that are relevant, I sympathize with kids, South African kids in particular, that are, you know, they're not that interested in European history or European fiction or the like. And it's how can we get more and more local books into the hands of youngsters to show, you know, telling stories and talking about the past and history and looking forward with, you know, those type of positive energy books and you know, those authors that have had, South African authors that have had an impact and have written books that show hope, that's the type of genre and category that will influence our kids in getting to reading.
But then, Grattan, you know, why doesn't the book industry do something like they did in the States? Because when Oprah started promoting books, things started really happening. And we've got, take for example, Gareth Cliff. He's an avid book reader, avid. Why don't we use more influencers to try and encourage youngsters to read books and get people like them to talk about the books they read and why they read them and so on?
You hit the nail on the head, I think. Influencers do have a big role to play, credible influencers. You know, in the old days, you had Jenny Cruz Williams was the sort of only book show that we had on radio.
That's right.
But, you know, funny enough, there are more and more locals telling stories and writing. And when we, for example, have book launches and have author talks, they are really, really well supported. So you make a very relevant point. And no, I don't think we have done enough as an industry, to be perfectly honest with you, in getting new people into the reading population. And if it's one thing, I think that we certainly as an industry and as a big player in the industry have a responsibility, is exactly that. You know, how do we start to have these conversations and have reviews of books and have influencers either writing books or talking about books? I mean, we have a show with Joanne Joseph and Eusebius McKeyser called Cover to Cover, where they review books from every walk of life, you know, poetry to fiction to South African fiction to international, you know, and they're well reviewed, they're well supported. But that doesn't necessarily translate into, you know, enough people reading. You know, I know that the conversations that we're having at SABA, which is the South African Book Association, and PASA, which is the Publishers Association, is around these type of subjects, Reg.
And gifting, I mean, I remember once upon a time, people used to give a lot more books as gifts because there's so many categories and people have so many interests. For example, I'm really interested in music. So if somebody gave me anything to read about music or a rock star or whatever, I'd read it, especially if it was given to me as a gift. Are we doing enough about gifting, getting people to give books as gifts?
I have got a few funny stories about gifting. So what we would do is we would be sending, have you read the latest gardening book, to some of our Fanatics customers, to which they'd respond, but I live in an apartment and the only gardening book I bought was for my mother for Christmas 2 years ago. So you've clearly got me on the database as an avid gardener, but it was a gift from my mother. So there are a few stories like that. That we don't always get it right, but gifting is a significant part. Everybody used to, Reg, you'll appreciate, everybody used to get a bottle of wine or a bottle of whiskey for Christmas. Now, that shows, in my opinion, it shows you a little understanding of who you're giving a gift to. Mm. I mean, if I've actually gone and curated a book for you, I've thought about that you're a muser, you're probably a mad Roger Daltrey fan, Eric Clapton. I know you fancy yourself as a bit of a Clapton wannabe, but in fact, I've even heard that you taught Eric how to play lead guitar. So if I was to give you a book like that, it showed that I put thought into your present. I just didn't go and buy an arbitrary bottle of whiskey, you know. And it is a big part of our business. You know, the usual Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas. I mean, Christmas, our sales double, so that'll just go to prove that people are in fact buying gifts, and it is a very thoughtful present, in my opinion. And so it's a big part of our business and how we talk to our customers.
Talking about music, I worry about books going the same way as music. Do you think that's a reality?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, eh? I mean, I don't know how many, when I joined the industry, people said exactly that, you know, Grat, this thing is, you know, surely books are going the same way as music, and the way people consume books is different today than it was, you know, in yesteryear, and in tomorrow it's likely to be even more, less and less physical books. But my view is a bit different. I think if you listen to music, you're usually doing something. You know, you're driving your car, you're exercising, you know, you're on the move. Very, very seldom do you find, I have a conversation with someone around music where they actually, you know, sit in a music room and listen, we're always tending to be on the move when we're listening to music. We're doing something else. That doesn't really apply in the book world. It's impossible to read a book when you're on the move or you're running or driving your car. I mean, outside of audiobooks, etc., but they're quite small. So I think books are consumed differently. And to be honest, you know, if you think about the last 12 months, I mean, once the South African book market is down because of physical bookstores, we don't really have a massive online book business. But if you go to the UK, book sales, you know, they're up 12, 14% in the last 12 months. Ireland, 10, Australia, 15. So these are physical book sales are growing, which is really encouraging. You know, authors have had time at home and they've been in a position to write a lot more. So certainly for the next 6 months, we're going to see a huge number of titles coming out that are will have people coming into bookstores and have people, you know, buying books. And I think we're in a very encouraging space.
What are the biggest selling categories of books? What's, I mean, poetry, I guess, is not that big, but novels, I would imagine, are much bigger.
Interesting enough, last year's biggest selling book was from Dion Meyer, Donker Drief. He sold nearly 35,000 copies, which is...
Wow.
Dion writes every 2 years in Afrikaans and then it's translated every alternate year into English, the same book, which he manages himself. The shift, a few years ago, fiction was the biggest single category. During lockdown, there has been a big shift to what you would call more self-help, positive psychology type books, in addition to money type books. So, you know, Think Like a Monk, The 5 AM Club, The Subtle Art, The Alchemist sold very well, and that's a book that's very old, for example. Managing Your Money, as I say, those are the books that sold well over the last 12 months, and prior to that, mostly fiction. So it's been interesting. The Boy, The Mole, and The Fox, The Horse was also sold very well in the last 12 months. So people have tended to shift from what I would call the traditional fiction market into more self-help, encouraging positivity, and as well as starting a business, entrepreneurship, and as well as managing your money.
Do you think that's something coming out of COVID, or is it just a trend?
There was a trend in 21. You know, it wasn't the case historically. I also have some funny stories. Mandy Wiener once had a talk. She said, you know, Grant, the one thing that South Africa has in its favor is that we have a lot of subject matter to write about. So historically, books like President's Keepers and The Gangster State and the like would have, particularly in South Africa, sold really, really well. We didn't have, whilst we had a number of those books this year, they haven't sold as well, perhaps, as the expose type book sold historically. I mean, President's Keeper sold, I think, close to 150,000 books. So it was...
That's massive.
Massive. I mean, you know that anything over 10,000 in South Africa is regarded as a bestseller. So, you know, Stellenbosch Mafia, I remember that one sold the previous year by 25,000, and Gangster State was also 35,000. So those two expose books sold well in 2020, but we didn't have such a book in 2021 in lockdown. And I think, as I say, people had moved into sort of a more positive mind, self-help type of genre.
So on to exclusive books. What's an Irish accountant doing running a bookstore?
you can imagine my mates think this is the most hilarious story. You get an Irish retreaded accountant running a bookstore. And basically, my ex-wife did say to me after I got the job, she said, well, clearly, Glanton, during the interview, they didn't ask you what your top 10 favorite books were, because in 20 years, I never saw you read one book. So clearly, they're not employing you for your reading skills. But I've been in the corporate. I've been a CA by profession. Did my exams and stuff through Deloitte's. Came out from Ireland in 89 with Deloitte's, moved into Incredible Connection, and then subsequently into JD Group, and after that to Tiger Brand. So I'd had a lot of years in corporate and audit committees and board meetings and analyst presentations and the like. And you know, I got to 55, and a friend of mine who owns Exclusive Books said, why don't you come across here? We're looking for someone to run the business. And I did confirm that they didn't need a book person. So, I started Exclusive Books. And as I say, as you point out, I have absolutely no background in books. But funny enough, the two biggest book chains in South Africa, ourselves and Bargain Books, are run by two Irishmen and both chartered accountants. So, and I can assure you, if I don't read aggressively, John O'Sullivan reads even less aggressively. So I think it's a bit ironic, but we've got, fortunately, hundreds of people around us that are readers and look after the book side of the business for us. So two stories I have to say about books. When I joined and met the staff here back in 2018, I thought I'd put in a little funny story around, you know, how my favorite book was, you know, Who Moved My Cheese? And to which the audience of about 60 people, eyes rolled aggressively into the back of their head, and they thought, oh my goodness, that our CEO thinks Who Moved My Cheese qualifies as a book. So that was the first one. And then more recently, when I was explaining to the teams about how we got through lockdown and what they'd done to help us get through lockdown, and this little guy in Bedford's store said to me, Grattan, you know, it's okay, you mustn't worry. You know, you look after the books and we look after the books. So I thought that was quite an interesting inflection point, because, you know, that's the way fortunately, we've got through this, you know, a good financial discipline, a back office, so to speak, and the guys at the front line are absolutely passionate, and, you know, they really are bleeding edge. They're the difference between a good business and a mediocre business. Our booksellers are enthusiastic, they're avid book readers, you know, they're well educated, and they're passionate about books, and they're in it for what books bring to their life, and that spills across when they engage with customers.
So what are you reading now, Grattan?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was sort of hoping you wouldn't ask me that one. But yeah. I picked up Roger Daltrey's book, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. So he was from The Who, lead singer in The Who, and I picked up his book. So that's the most recent book that I read. I'm more of an autobiography type of reader, and I think that's my style. I don't read aggressively during the week. So I have to say the most recent book I read was on Daltrey, which you would find amusing.
I'd love to read that book.
And I read John Daly's autobiography. A bit more sporty and autobiographical than fiction. I've struggled a bit to get into fiction books, to be honest with you.
Grattan, we're kind of running out of time. I've got so many more questions I could ask you here, but I just want to ask you one final one. What do you do for fun?
By way of background, I played rugby, you know, until I got too old to walk.
There's a question. Who are you going to support now with the Lions tour?
No, that's easy. When the Lions came out the last time, my mates all came on tour. They brought me the Irish Lions jersey. I wore it in Durban for the first test. I got to halftime and stuck on my Springbok jersey. So now I'm 32 years in South Africa. I'm a Springbok supporter through and through. So I will be supporting the Springboks. Unfortunately, not live. We've been refunded for our tickets, which is a tragedy for me for the Lions tour. But yeah, no, so I'm a Springbok supporter. Even against Ireland, to be fair, I've supported the Springboks.
Okay.
I've run 11 to Oceans. Play golf now. We play golf as a family. Mm-hmm. Cycle my bike and travel a bit. Well, you know, even around South Africa more recently. But we love to travel. Love to play golf. Love to ride my bike and run very slowly these days, Reg. So
it's called shuffling.
I'd probably be doing an injustice to shuffle if if you saw me around the suburbs. But yeah, we're quite an active family. So I've got a 13-year-old who doesn't allow you to sit on the couch and eat cheeseburgers too often.
Well, Grattan, I want to thank you, and I want to wish you luck with Exclusive Books, because it's a fantastic operation. And, you know, I love going there and having a cup of coffee sometimes, just browsing the books and so on. So I just want to wrap up with a quote from Barack Obama. He said, "Reading is the gateway skill that makes all other learning possible." And I really do hope more and more people in South Africa read more and learn more, because we needed to help build this country. Thank you very, very much for your time, Grattan. And until next time, everyone, cheers.